Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. Normally on Mondays and Thursdays, I speak with military veterans about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice on others seeking to do the same. If you're listening to this episode, this is a Behind Beyond the Uniform episode. Normally, I have a nice fancy mic. This week, I am traveling away at a conference, and I'd actually recorded another quick episode for today, and I just wanted to replace that. So apologies for the poor audio quality for this very, very quick recording. So I wanted to just kind of give a couple thoughts all about professional stuff. First of all, for those of you who have registered for one of our upcoming webinars, we've got three in the month of October. We've got over 75 people registered already. Extremely excited about that. It's not too late. BeyondTheUniform.org in the events section. Even if you can't make the time of the webinar, we're kind of experimenting to see what time of day more people attend. Even if you can't attend the time, sign up anyways. We will send you a video copy of the full webinar so you can watch it whenever works for you. We're not going to broadcast it as a podcast. We're trying to create a separate swim lane for this. So if it's of interest to you, make sure you sign up before the webinar occurs. I also wanted to share with a recent interview, one that I did this week. It's actually a sponsored interview from Verizon, and we'll disclose that prior to the episode so you know that we were sponsored to do this one. But I am really excited because the amount of content about Verizon specifically is only about 6 minutes of a 50-minute conversation. It's with a guy named Peter Vanderloo, who got out of the military after 10 years, went to law school, and became a corporate real estate lawyer at Verizon. I loved my conversation with Peter. I felt very fortunate to have the conversation. We're actually connecting again next week because I enjoyed the conversation so much and just wanted to pick his brain about all things Beyond the Uniform related. A couple things that stand out. First of all, his job title is Happy Lawyer. And usually when I see titles like that, it kind of pisses me off for some reason. But what I love about it is it seems to me that he set an intention that he wanted to be a happy lawyer. And so he gave himself that title really to make sure that he was living up to that, that whenever he introduces himself, that's right front and center. And he's not always feeling like a happy lawyer. And when he's not, that title kind of helps him remember what he wants to be, the type of person he wants to be pulled into. And I just loved that. I just thought that was really cool to see someone clearly setting intention of what they want to be in life and holding themselves accountable to that. He has a beautiful analogy. He's a great storyteller, but he's got this beautiful analogy of how Superman is not, doesn't view himself as anything special. On my planet, I'm just a normal guy. And yet on this planet, because of the yellow sun, he has these superhuman powers. And he applied that to veterans, where often they kind of view themselves as, I'm not this special person. And he's got this great talk track about, you know, viewing yourself with your superpower, viewing yourself as all the great things that you bring to the table with your everything you learn in the military. And then one last thing is, I think this is really cool. The way that he found his way into corporate real estate law is he was a Marine, and as a Marine, he learned land navigation, and he loved it. And so that's just, you know, as a Marine, that's a small piece of what he does, relatively small piece of what he does. But he realized that for corporate real estate law, they're very often looking at land plots. They're very often looking at maps. And that was one thing he enjoyed in the Marine Corps. And I thought it was beautiful because sometimes we want to find the whole hog of what we liked. You know, I was on submarines in the Navy, therefore I'm going to go into nuclear power. Yeah, sure, that might work for some people. But what's the one piece that I liked? What's the small fraction of my job that I liked that really energized me? Maybe that's a clue as to what might be a cool career path that maybe plays a bigger role. And Peter's a great example of that. So that episode's not airing until mid to late November. I know that's a ways out, but be sure to keep an eye out for it. One last thing, and this is a request or an offer actually, is I've gotten some feedback, some consistent feedback that with 300 and plus interviews in the hopper now. We've got, it can be kind of difficult to surface past episodes. If you go to beyondtheuniform.org, we've got a great tool for you to filter off of a lot of different criteria to find the right episode. But another thing that we're going to try to do to resurface some of these is we're going to take one or two Saturdays a month. And in addition to this Beyond the Uniform, behind Beyond the Uniform format, we're going to start doing a couple of rebroadcasts. But to make this more interesting, I've asked our team to start what their favorite episode is. So the first one we're going to be doing is from Kathleen Dillon, who edits all of our episodes. She does a fantastic job. She shared with us what her favorite episode is. We're going to actually play a 60-second clip that she recorded introducing the episode. We're going to have that episode, but we're actually going to talk to the person that I interviewed over nearly 2 years ago and do a 5 to 10 minute catch-up of, hey, what's happened since we spoke to you. So I'm hoping it's a format. I haven't actually seen this on other podcasts. It's something we're trying out new, but I hope that that makes it, especially for those of you who are new to Beyond the Uniform, it's a way to delve into the archive and to resurface an episode you might not otherwise come across, because there's some really fantastic ones there amongst those 300. So that's all for this week. I hope you had a chance to check out Danny's interview on Thursday. Really enjoyed our conversation. I just put that with Peter as both of those were sponsored episodes, and I'm so grateful for them, not just for the sponsorship, but because I really enjoyed the conversation. And I'm hoping that as an audience, you're not being offended by the fact that we're trying to ramp up some sponsorship, trying to get some budget here to start doing some more things. And that's the last thing I'll say, is that there are some more things, a lot of them coming your way. Very, very excited. I in the original recording of this episode, had talked in more detail about one of them, and that one we're slowing down just a little bit to get some things worked out before we launch it. So just know that we are working a lot behind the scenes to bring some new things in addition to this podcast to you, and really excited to make that happen. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you every Monday and Thursday with new episodes. Take care.